Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Okay, I'm just trying to break into my BlackBerry here and put the password in so I can read you this conversation that I had with Farwell yesterday. He's attending this Better Neighborhoods conference in Hamilton. And we all know that Farwell's entire existence is dedicated to bettering things, bettering our community. And of course, with Farwell for Hire, raising money for cystic fibrosis. So know this, as I reveal our private conversations via BBM to you, I do it with love because one of the things I really love about Farwell is how things are black and white. They are linear. Things should always make sense. And there's just no room for flighty, crazy gray area. There's no room for, astrological interventions. And you guys know this. You listen to this. So yesterday, he's at his conference. I'm, probably scrubbing something in my house or buying extra fruit for lunches. I don't know. It's 11:46 a.m. and I get a BBM from Farwell. And I don't expect that I'm going to hear from him much of the day because he's in these conferences and they're busy. And I thought, well, I'll probably hear from him when it's over. Farwell, this is the BBM I got from Farwell at 11:46 a.m. from the Hamilton Building Better Neighborhoods conferences. Goes like this. So the workshop I signed up for this afternoon has been moved to tomorrow and replaced with one I'm not interested in. All caps. Not all caps. So I can take a different one today, but I have to give up one of my workshops tomorrow to take the one I wanted to take today. And I said, oh dear, in response to him. Because I know this kind of stuff sets him off, right? It just sets him off. And he says, arg, I do not understand. I want to learn all of the things I signed up for. Switching should not be allowed. And now I start to like really tease him. And I say, thou shalt not switch. I'm pretty sure that's commandment number 11. He says, one of these days, I'm going to issue my own version of the 10 commandments. You know what number one is? Number one is don't beep up. You know what word fits in the beep part?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I said, that's not very Catholic of you. I don't think the Pope will approve of the F word in the new commandments. Anyway, and then he disengaged with me because I think he figured out that I was making fun of him. But anyway, just so you know, it's not just me who annoys him or you, Polly. It's not. It's people everywhere get to this man. And that's when I do the Rain Man reference because he's so linear and so mathematical that that's what it reminds me of sometimes. Remember, got to get my underwear at Kmart. There's no talking about it. That's what's happening, right? And the Wapner thing. Yeah, so please don't tell him, you guys. When he comes back on Thursday, don't tell him that I just revealed the inner workings of his mind and soul. He does that enough by himself on this program, but he might get mad. He might get mad if I tell you about his his Rain Man-ish like meltdowns.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.